O giver, I need no one except you. This is Sanchi's Bhajan, Menu Tere Bina Kisa Di Na Lorda Datya, page 119. The world fights, but still does not become successful, no matter if they get millions or billions. O giver, wherever you send me, I go there. I always eat what you give. I am the puppet. In your hand is the string. I wandered in every corner. I got your radiance everywhere. I saw no one else except you. Wherever I go, I sing of you. I carry your message. You have installed the lock, and you yourself turn the key. Beautiful Emperor Kripal has become gracious on Ajab. May my love become like that of the moon and the moonbird. O giver, I need no one except you.
Menu tere bina kisa di na loda dia. 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 Duniya jagade munameni. Puri vera bina penni. Duniya jagade munameni. Puri vera bina penni. Bale mila jaya lakate karo tatiya. Menu tere bina kise di na loda tia. Menu tere bina kise di na loda tia. Jite bete tata java. Tera dita sada hikava. Jite bete tata java. Tera dita sada hikava. Meha putli tere hat dorda tia. Menu tere bina kise di na loda tia. Menu tere bina kise di na loda tia. Kone kone te me firia. Nura tera hata milia. Kone kone te me firia. Nura tera hata milia. Menu tere bina disada na hurda tia. Menu tere bina kise di na lorda tia. Menu tere bina kise di na lorda tia. Jite java tenu kava. Tera sandesha puchava. Jite java tenu kava. Tera sandesha puchava. Tera laya tala chabi tumar or datia. Menu tere bina kise di na lor datia. Menu tere bina kise di na lor datia. Sona shakir palo ya chai bate dia. Sona shakir palo ya chai bate dia. Pyara mera moja chanda te chakur datia. Menu tere bina kise di na lor datia. Menu tere bina kise dina lotatia.
Beautiful Emperor Kripal has become gracious on a jab. May my love become like that of the moon and the moon bird. O giver, I need no one except you. We'll begin with an announcement. We have received numerous inquiries about retreats here, given the conditions of the pandemic. And sadly, at this point, we must announce the decision to postpone all retreats and personal visits until further notice. We will be certain to let you know as soon as we feel that it's safe for us to host retreats, overnight guests, satsangs, and meditations. It's all in Master's will. All right, the first reading, we're going to continue in a satsang of Sanchi's. This is called To Awake the Sleeping Mind. It was a talk Sanchi gave here in May of 1984 at Sanpani. And this is Sanchi's commenting on a bhajan of Guru Ram Das. So we'll begin with lines from the hymn. If the people praise, it is your glory. If they criticize, I'll not leave you off. Now Guru Ram Das Ji says, if people praise me, I will think, what goodness do I have? The only good thing which is in me is that you have manifested yourself in me. Otherwise, I have no good qualities in me. It is all your grace. And if people criticize me or insult me, even then, I will think that there is some secret behind it. There is some way you are making things better for me, or you are thinking about my betterment. And again from the hymn, what can anyone say against me if I am with you? Forgetting you, I will die. Now he says, if my attention remains attached with you, and if I always remain the lover of your feet, then what can the world do against me? And if I forget you, then it is better for me to die. And from the hymn, I sacrifice myself for the Master again and again, and please the saint by falling at his feet. Now, how much love, how much humility he has within him. He says, I sacrifice myself. I lay myself down at the feet of the Master, for the Master. And if I have made any mistake, and if the Master gets displeased with me, I bow down at his feet and try to please him again and ask for forgiveness. Because if the Master is displeased, who can forgive us? If God is displeased, the Master can forgive us. Master can make God forgive us. But if the Master is displeased, not even God can make him forgive us. And from him, poor Nanak has become mad to have the darshan of the Lord. Now, in one place, he calls himself a poor one. Another place, he calls himself a humble one. Here, he calls himself the mad or crazy one. He says, I am sitting here only for your darshan. Kindly give me your darshan. And from him, even if a fierce storm is blowing and it is raining heavily, still I will go to see the Master. Suppose it is nighttime and there is storm outside and it's raining. If the desire of going to see the Master is created within the disciple, will he be stopped by all those outer hindrances? No, he will not be stopped. He will definitely go to see the Master. And from the hymn, even if the deep sea be very salty, the disciple of the Master will cross it and go to his Master. Suppose the home of the Satguru is in the salty ocean. If you put your hands in it, your hands get dissolved. If you put your feet in it, your feet get dissolved. Do you think that he will be stopped by all these outer hindrances? No, he will not be stopped. He will go to see his Master. And again from the hymn, as a man dies without water, similarly, the disciple dies without Master. It is as if someone is thirsty and is not getting any water and is dying of thirst. In the same way, the disciple who has love for the Master, when he does not have the darshan of the Master, he dies like the person who is dying of thirst. Those who become fond of the love of the Master, those who become fond of the darshan of the Master, their condition becomes like that. And from the hymn, as the earth becomes beautified when it rains, in the same way the disciple becomes pleased on meeting the Master. If a thirsty person gets water, his thirst is quenched and he is revived. If it rains on dry land, that dry land's thirst is also quenched, and it also becomes clean, alive. In the same way, the disciple who has the thirst for the darshan of the Master, when he gets the darshan of the Master, his thirst is also quenched, and he also becomes alive. He also becomes green within, and he blooms like the lotus flower. Kabir Sahib said that those who do not become pleased seeing the Master coming and do not become sad when the Master is leaving, how can the disciple who has such an attitude for the Master progress on the path? From the hymn, a disciple is always keen to meet another disciple, and he always respects him and invites him again and again. We should not be proud of being a good disciple of the Master, and we should praise even the disciples who have been initiated by our Master. And again from the hymn, this is the request of Nanak to the Lord. I may get the Master and the happiness of meeting him. Now he makes this request to Almighty Lord. O Lord, I got this humility, I got this peace, only when I met the Master. And again from the hymn, O Lord, you are the Master. You yourself are the disciple. We can worship you only through the Master. So Sanchi starts it, this is in quotations. O Lord, you yourself come in this world becoming the Master, and you yourself start searching for your own self. In other words, you start searching for Almighty Lord sitting within the disciple. You are in the disciple, and you are in the Master. The only difference is that the power in the Master is manifested, whereas the power in the disciple is not yet manifested. Knowledge is manifested in the teacher, but it is not manifested or awakened in the student. But they both have that knowledge of studies. They both have that ability. In the same way, there's no difference between the disciple and the Master, except this, that the knowledge of God, the power of God, is manifested in the Master, whereas the disciple is still looking for it. And he is still trying to manifest the power of God, which he also has within him. When the teacher has a master's degree and the student also gets the master's degree, They are both called the same. They both are called teachers. And from the hymn, "He who serves you becomes as you are. You protect the honor of the devotees." Now he says, those who do your devotion, in the end, they become your own form. You have always protected the honor of the disciples. In every age, God has been creating the devotees, and he's been protecting the honor of the devotees. He killed Hirnakash and liberated Prahlad, and turning his back toward the egoist people, he made the devotees of God do the devotion, and he liberated them. And from the hymn, "You have treasures full of devotion. You give to those whom you will. God has sent the saints into this world after making them the treasure of devotion. And they have such a treasure which never comes to an end. But here a question arises. Only they get a sparkle. Only they get a bit of devotion from his treasure, on whom he himself is gracious, or those who are chosen by God." And from the hymn, "Only he whom you give to gets the devotion. The other's cleverness is useless." Now he says, only you can give the grace to them, to those on whom you become gracious. If someone says that by using his cleverness or his wisdom, he could get this grace from the master, it is not possible. Nobody can deceive you. Nobody can delude you, because you are sitting within everyone. And according to their devotion and their efforts, you are giving them grace. And according to their hard work, you are giving them the rewards. And the final lines of the hymn. "Remember, remember, remember your master, and wake up the sleeping mind." Our mind is awake in respect to the world, and he has been sleeping in respect to the master, in respect to God. Guru Ramdas Ji Maharaj says that if you want to awaken your mind in respect to God, what should you do? You should do the simran given to you by the master day and night with every single breath you have. And when you will do the simran with every single breath, that sleeping mind will awaken. That concludes that satsang. Now we will continue in a satsang that Master Kripal gave in India in 1974. And this is on a hymn of Guru Amar Das. It'll be a while before he gets to commenting on the hymn. Anyway, Master says, "Masters want to take us into an entirely different world. And when you ascend above the body, you will yourself experience that audible sound. A certain saint says that the sound, which is the God power, Christ power, the Master power, is telling us to come, children, he is awaiting us above. It is there, awaiting us, and is apparent in the form of light, audible in the form of sound, and it leads the soul to its source, where all is a wordless state. Those who have succeeded in rising out of the cage of the body tell us that there are no other means of achieving this, So what steps must be taken? They tell us furthermore that to meet the Lord, the mind must come under the control, must come under control. Put one foot on your mind, and the next step will reach the Lord's door. If anything lies between the soul and the Lord, it is the mind. All nine doors are tasteless. The nectar is at the tenth. The nectar, which can sweeten the mind, exists only at the tenth door, the straight gate. So enter therein. There is no other way. Guru Amar Das searched for this secret way for more than 70 years of his life, until he finally received the gift at the feet of Guru Angad. And then he said, "When mind is dirty, everything is dirty. Washing the body will not clean the mind. The world is an illusionary forgetfulness. Few will unravel its enigma." These few words are pregnant with meaning. The world is racing along in forgetfulness, busily engaged in cleaning the body, etc., but without a single thought for cleaning the mind. All this dirt has entered the mind via the senses, and for as long as man remains at the sense level, the mind will absorb more and more impressions, and will therefore become dirtier. Thrust into a room filled with mascara, no matter how careful, you will get spotted. This means that you are imprisoned at the sense level, and you cannot stop these impressions from entering your being. One saint entreated the Lord, "O God, you have placed us on a narrow plank and pushed it into the ocean. How can one keep dry under such circumstances?" The masters come to air condition us so that we are affected by neither heat nor cold of the worldly influences. References are given in relation to those points upon which people desire information. They want to know what the masters teach and what they give. If the inner knowledge is explained outwardly, it can be understood intellectually, and that is a stepping stone. However, that kind of understanding goes up to a certain point only, and not beyond that point. To go further, the guru puts the true surdama, or medicine, of knowledge into the eyes. This is a simple way of describing the science of the masters. But you cannot get this knowledge until the attention withdraws above the senses. Plutarch says, "Those who are initiated into the mysteries of the beyond, their souls have the same experience as the soul has when it leaves the body at death." If you want to meet the Lord, then learn to control your mind. "Repeat, O my mind, only one Nam. The Satguru has given me this wealth." The mind can be cleansed only by ascending above the nine doors and entering in through the tenth, where there is a reunion with the God into expression power, the two aspects of which are light and sound. No matter how many practices you may attempt, nor how much you may be able to force to control the body by force, nor how long you may learn to sit within, the dirt of the mind will not go, nor the dirt of the ego. Many years ago in Kanpur, I met a yogi who, through doing kumbhak, used to lie down on the ground and allow a road roller to stand on his chest. He would give a full talk in this position. He used to wind a thick rope around his neck and allow 50 people to pull on either side, tug-of-war style, but they could not make him move an inch. He could be buried for 6 days and nights on end underground, but remain unaffected by it. One day, I asked him, "Tell me, what is the condition of your mind?" And he replied, "For as long as I remain in Kumbhak, it's all right. But when I come out of that state, it goes back to its usual condition again." Why am I making all these comparisons? Because intellectual people have their own interpretations of everything. The samadhi which the masters teach is not jar samadhi, nor kumbhak. It is a connection with the nam within, with the God in expression power, the light and sound, tasting the nectar of which renders all other tastes insipid. Renounce, O friend, this barren place of passion. Drink the nectar of Nam. The world is full of passion and low morality, which to the discerning man is a tasteless fruit, whereas there is a delicious nectar in the Nam, and that is food for the soul. It's the bread and water of life itself. By tasting this, a true and lasting satisfaction is enjoyed. By tasting this, the mind comes under control. And how can you get it? You cannot get this by arrogance, force, or command, but only through devotion to the Master. Neither will you get it by the weight of your worldly learning. The Master will give a spark of his burning fire. On the very first day, he will start you on the path and make you see. On my first tour of the United States, I was in Los Angeles for a few days, and there a blind doctor came for a meditation sitting. The blind people also have light. It is but a matter of inversion. After the sitting, he admitted, "Yes, I see light." So that light is within all men. This is what Christ meant when he said, "Take heed that the light which is within thee be not darkness." Another master said, "He is an emperor who concentrates his attention behind the eyes." The machinery of the body works because you are in the body. Just as a factory functions through the power from the powerhouse, it may have numerous departments, all of which are connected to the powerhouse independently, and which can be switched off separately at any time. However, when the main switch is thrown, all the machinery in the whole factory stops. Like a powerhouse, we are the controller of the body's machinery. Although we are imprisoned in it and cannot run out of any of its open doors of eyes, ears, nostrils, etc. If the attention is not with the ears, they do not work. And similarly, with the eyes, and so on. He is an emperor whose eye is open, the inner eye. Guru Ram Das says, "The Guru has taught me to control the house, and I am now queen over it." And furthermore, 10 maidservants were put in my control. Those 10 maidservants are the 5 physical senses and the 5 senses of knowledge. As our condition stands, we are dictated to by all 10 servants. What a grave difference. It is impossible to compare a master with an ordinary man. The eye is small, the iris smaller, and the pupil even more minute. But what a mighty secret lies hidden therein. The reason why very few people tread this path is that their attention is scattered everywhere along that broad, open, consuming path that leads to destruction. The inner secret path is through the straight gate that leads to light. How can a man who has fallen into a deep well get out of it by himself? No one can rise above body consciousness until he is pulled above it. Guru Arjan says that one needs such a master who will open the path here and now, and will also show one the pathway in the beyond, not one who promises all kinds of things after death. If you found one so recommended, would that person not capture your heart? Open your eye so that you may see the Lord's radiance. That eye is closed, even though the physical eyes are open. Kabir Sabz made the tragic remark that the whole world was blind. Had there been at least one or two, he could have made them understand. The blind are not those who have no eyesight. Blind are they, O Nanak, who cannot see the Beloved. In the opinion of the masters, the blind people are those who cannot see through their inner eye. Another master tells us to close the eyes and ears and withdraw the attention from all outer things, and lo and behold, the inner door will open. You do want to see the Lord, do you not? Everything is in this house, nothing is outside. Those who seek outwardly go into illusionary forgetfulness. He also says, the Beloved is within you, but you roam aimlessly from door to door. That requires another eye with which one can see his beauty, not the eyes of the flesh, which, when closed in death, are finished forever. When that inner knowledge opens up, one can see the glory of the Lord. The masters describe the same subject in many different ways. The Quran says that God has sealed our eyes and ears, but comes himself in the human form to break those seals. That same God-man then makes us see and hear inwardly, and one bears witness to one's own experience. What a vast difference there is between esoteric and exoteric teaching. Many teachers can be found for the latter, but for the former, very few. Although the world is not without them, it is a truly wonderful thing when the master comes and turns the face of the child inward toward God. If one stops chattering outwardly, one will start talking inside. If you do not believe all this, why not try and see if it is true? The seekers who came to Hazur also got the experience. It's not a new thing, but is the very ABC of spirituality taught throughout the ages. All other practices are merely preparation of the ground for this one, and you will be able to see for yourself the difference between the true master and the others, and to which points they can take you. Sit in the closet of the physical body. So shut your eyes and go beyond. He who has already mastered the science can give another person a demonstration. Make both eyes into one. Concentrate at the focal point of the two pupils, and the inner eye will open. Kabir says, put your attention on that imperceptible place upon which Lord Shiva is meditating. This is also called the Shiv Netra, which lies behind the forehead, behind the point where the two optic nerves join. The practical demonstration is given at this location. How can anyone at the sense level, who has become the very image of the senses, rise above them? The true masters want to show us the true path, but man starts analyzing and opposing their words with his limited knowledge and understanding. Can the soul leave the body at will? It is an imposing question, but the masters tell us that it can. And if you do not believe this, then close your eyes and see. Tulsi Sahib says, just look beyond the curtain of darkness. But people go on sitting in so-called samadhi for years without breaking through this darkness when following other methods. Tulsi Sahib then says, to penetrate through this darkness, meet a master of the science. With the master's attention, the darkness will be torn apart and the light revealed. The company of such a master is called satsang. But in the profusion of public talks given by various speakers, these facts are not mentioned. Why? Because a certain seeker may demand, give me that of which you speak. For this reason, silence is kept about this great science. The full force of attention from the beyond only a certain master possesses. O Tulsi, the world knows nothing of this, for the beloved's path is highly elevated. It's a long and narrow way, which only the pure can travel. A Gurumukh sees with his eye, for his eye is open. Do not believe until your eye is opened, and you can see for yourself. I cannot believe even the Guru's words unless I see with my own eye. Up to the present day, this is the teaching which has been given by all masters, for the science of the inner way is one. Mirabai said, I heard about the soul leaving the body and traversing the heavens, but since I came to the feet of Ravidas, I now know that it is true. This is the true path. A dealing in diamonds and jewels, and whoever practices it becomes a spiritual millionaire. Namdev Ji said once that his value was worth not more than 4 seashells, but that he had become a millionaire. The masters are known as the true emperors. And at this point, Master begins with lines from the hymn. Within you is a mine of Amrit. Understand the science and then practice it. If you continue with outer practices, your coming and going in creation will continue. Remember, since many eons passed, when we first left the Lord's lap, we have not, up to now, returned to that sublime state. Due to ignorance of the truth, we have spent all our time indulging in cunning and vanity, pride of knowledge, etc. In this respect, Christ said, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. Why so difficult for the rich man? because his attention is more scattered, more dispersed into the worldly things. The body comes with us into this worldly life, but does not accompany us when we leave. And neither does the accumulation of goods and chattels that we call our possessions. It's a very sad fact that man spends all his thoughts throughout his life in dwelling on his own name and fame. There is an incident which happened one day during the time of Guru Nanak, who gave one day a needle to a certain businessman by the name of Dumi Chand. And he told him, "Keep this needle for me and give it to me in the next life." Naturally, Dumi Chand was amazed and replied, "But how can I take this needle into the next world?" With a smile, Guru Nanak retorted, "True. And likewise, then how can you take your business and all possessions?" If one really gave serious thought to these facts, all one's concern for personal name and fame would leave at once. For what purpose did you come, and what are you doing? It's a direct question to bring you to the point. Within you is a mine of Amrit. The nectar which gives you everlasting life is within your own being, and it is limitless. In this cave of the body is a limitless treasure. And what is that unending abundance? In that resides God, the imperceptible infinite Lord. And the Quran says, "I, that invisible treasure, am hidden within you. Seek me out." And how do we seek him? If you remember him, he will remember you. God is ever aware of his children, but we, enraptured with the world, have long forgotten him. What wisdom is there in this? We should bear in mind always that the only chance of realizing him is during our life in the human form. Man is great. There are great possibilities in him. Even when one wishes to protect some article of worldly value, one hides it somewhere in the house or even deep in the earth. So turn not your face outwards, but sit down and search within yourself to find your true self. Swami Ram Tirath's grandson came to see me recently. His grandfather and the poet Iqbal were good friends. Iqbal taught the Persian language to Ram Tirath, while Ram Tirath taught Iqbal Sanskrit. When Ram Tirath's son passed his engineer's course for mining, Iqbal told him, "Your father died digging and digging the heavens. Now you have started digging the earth." Those who have some awakening give small hints. The words uttered to that young man held some meaning. After all, what else is mankind doing but digging the earth? But the real treasure is within us. If you spent a night alone in a house, beneath which you knew a large amount of treasure was buried, would you sleep that night? I think you would not be able to sleep, but must dig it out. There's no one watching you now, so why not dig out the real treasure of life? You call back those whom you sent to return home joyfully, with ease. Go home, children. Why remain unhappy? But who heeds the advice of the masters? That worldly breeze has touched the whole of mankind, which is in a state of madness. Guru Nanak said similarly, the water for which you came here, that Amrit, can be gotten from the Guru. And he also said, leave off assumed appearance and deceit and doubt, for these will not bear fruit. Remain in your religion by all means. That is a blessing, for without such bodies there would be corruption. But to die in the chains of hypocrisy and doubt means to die without realizing that true wealth. That wealth can only be had by the Guru's grace. Remain in your religion, but seek a master who transcends, who traverses creation from within. He will push you within, and when you see, even a little, a true belief will be secured in you. On seeing a little of the truth, one does get some intoxication, but even then, one has no desire to leave this world. So seek even deeper. Tap inside. And we will leave off at that point. And our final reading is a hymn of Kabir. Kabir says, open your eyes of love and see him who pervades this world. Consider it well and know that this is your own country. When you meet the true Guru, he will awaken your heart. He will tell you the secret of love and detachment, and then you will know indeed that he transcends this universe. This world is the city of truth, its maze of paths enchants the heart. We can reach the goal without crossing the road. Such is the sport unending. Where the ring of manifold joys ever dances about him, there is the sport of eternal bliss. When we know this, then all our receiving and renouncing is over. Thenceforth, the heat of having shall never scorch us more. He is the ultimate rest unbounded. He has spread his form of love throughout all the world. From that ray which is truth, streams of new forms are perpetually springing, and he pervades those forms. All the gardens and groves and bowers are abounding with blossom, and the air breaks forth into ripples of joy. There, the swan plays a wonderful game. There, the unstruck music eddies around the Infinite One. There, in the midst, the throne of the unheld is shining, whereon the great being sits. Millions of suns are shamed by the radiance of a single hair of his body. On the harp of the road, what true melodies are being sounded, and its notes pierce the heart. There, the eternal fountain is playing its endless life streams of birth and death. And they call him emptiness, who is the truth of truths, in whom all truths are stored. There within him creation goes forward, which is beyond all philosophy, for philosophy cannot attain to him. There is an endless world, O my brother, and there is the nameless being of whom naught can be said. Only he knows it, who has reached that region. It is other than all that is heard and said. No form, no body, no length, no breadth is seen there. How can I tell you that which it is? He comes to the path of the infinite on whom the grace of the Lord descends. He is freed from births and deaths. Who attains to him? Kabir says, It cannot be told by the words of the mouth. It cannot be written on paper. It is like a dumb person who tastes a sweet thing. How shall it be explained? Our tape is continuing in a satsang that Sanchi gave at Shamas in June of 1977.
If you do not love anyone, or if you are always having the enmity with each other, in that way, Mahatmas make us understand that in that condition, we will get nothing. Neither you will get anything in this world, nor you will get God. Because in that way we cannot prosper in this world. Moreover, there is no question of getting God if we do not have love for each other.
ਅਸੀਂ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਧੋਖਾ ਦੇ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਆਪਣੇ ਆਪ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਧੋਖਾ ਦੇ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਉਹ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਬੈਠਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਕਦੇ ਅੱਜ ਤਾਈਂ ਕਿਸੇ ਦੇ ਧੋਖੇ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਇਆ. ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਡਿਸੀਵ ਦਾ ਵਰਲਡ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਈਵਨ ਡਿਸੀਵ ਅਵਰ ਓਨ ਸੈਲਫ, ਬਟ ਗੋਡ ਟੂ ਇਜ਼ ਡਿਜ਼ਾਇਰਿੰਗ ਵਿਦ ਇਨ ਆਲ ਆਫ ਅਸ. ਹੀ ਕੈਨ ਨੈਵਰ ਬੀ ਡਿਸੀਵ ਐਂਡ ਨੋਬਡੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਐਵਰ ਡਿਸੀਵਡ ਹਿਮ.
ਜਦ ਰਾਜਾ ਗੋਪੀ ਚੰਦ ਪਰਤਰੀ ਰਾਜ ਛੱਡ ਕੇ ਫਕੀਰ ਹੋਏ, ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਭੇਡਾਂ ਦੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਨਜ਼ਰ ਲੱਗੀ, ਛੁਪ ਕੇ ਇੱਕ ਗਰੀਬ ਘੁਮਿਆਰ ਦੇ ਘਰੇ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਬੈਠ ਗਏ. ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਗਰੀਬ ਦੇ ਮਹਿਮਾਨ ਨੂੰ ਕੌਣ ਪੁੱਛਦਾ ਹੈ. ਔਰ ਕੁਛ ਦਿਨ ਹਜ਼ੂਰ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀਗੇ ਕਿ ਅਸਰ ਵੇਚਣ ਵਾਲਾ ਬੇਸ਼ੱਕ ਨਾ ਵੇਚੇ, ਫਿਰ ਵੀ ਉਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਖੁਸ਼ਬੂ ਨਿਕਲੀ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ, ਕਿਤੇ ਨਾ ਕਿਤੇ ਢੱਕਣ ਖੁੱਲ੍ਹਾ ਰਹਿ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ. ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਗੁਆਂਢ ਪਤਾ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਕਿ ਇੱਥੇ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਆਏ ਹੈ, ਫਿਰ ਹੌਲੀ ਹੌਲੀ ਦੂਸਰੇ ਪਿੰਡ ਪਤਾ ਲੱਗਿਆ, ਪਿੰਡ ਵੀ ਪਤਾ ਲੱਗਿਆ, ਆਖਰ ਪਤਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਰਾਜੇ ਤੱਕ ਹੋਇਆ ਕਿ ਫਲਾਣੇ ਘੁਮਿਆਰ ਦੇ ਕਰੇ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਆਏ ਆ. ਰਾਜਾ ਦਰਸ਼ਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਤੁਰਿਆ, ਮਗਰ ਉਹਦੀ ਪਰਜਾ ਤੁਰੀ ਬਾਹਰ ਲੱਗੇ ਇੰਤਜ਼ਾਰ ਕਰਨ. ਘੁਮਿਆਰ ਨੇ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਗੋਪੀ ਚੰਦ ਪਰਤਰੀ ਨੂੰ ਕਿ ਰਾਜਾ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਦਰਸ਼ਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਆਇਆ ਹੈ. ਗੋਪੀ ਚੰਦ ਪਰਤਰੀ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਕਿ ਅਫਸੋਸ ਦੀ ਗੱਲ ਹੈ, ਅਸੀਂ ਰਾਜ ਛੱਡ ਕੇ ਫਕੀਰ ਹੋਏ ਸੀ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੀ ਮਾਨ ਵਿਜਾਈ ਨੇ ਫਿਰ ਵੀ ਸਾਡਾ ਪਿੱਛਾ ਨਾ ਛੱਡਿਆ. ਆਖਰ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਸੋਚਿਆ ਕੋਈ ਬਾਤ ਨਹੀਂ, ਆਪਾਂ ਕੋਈ ਢੰਗ ਸੋਚਦੇ ਹਾਂ. ਔਰ ਥੋੜਾ ਬਹੁਤਾ ਚਿਰ ਤਾਂ ਰਾਜੇ ਨੇ ਬਾਹਰ ਇੰਤਜ਼ਾਰ ਕੀਤਾ. ਆਖਰ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਕਿਹਾ ਚਲੋ ਅੰਦਰ ਹੀ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਕਰੀਏ. ਇੱਕ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਕਿ ਗਜੇ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਕੱਲ ਨੂੰ ਮੈਂ ਜਾਊਂਗਾ, ਦੂਸਰਾ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਪਰਸੋਂ ਪੀ ਗਿਆ ਸੀਗਾ, ਫਿਰ ਉਹ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਤੂੰ ਪਰਸੋਂ ਸਭ ਸੱਚੇ ਅੱਛੇ ਖਾਣੇ ਖਾ ਗਿਆ ਸੀ. ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਤੂੰ ਮਾਲ ਕੂੜੇ ਨੂੰ ਸੱਚੇ ਸੱਚੇ ਖਾਧੇ ਸੀਗੇ, ਇੱਕ ਨੇ ਡੰਡਾ ਫੜਿਆ ਦੂਸਰੇ ਨੇ ਥੋੜੀ ਫੜੀ ਔਰ ਇੱਕ ਦੂਜੇ ਦੇ ਮਾਰੇ, ਔਰ ਰਾਜੇ ਨੇ ਹੱਥ ਤੇ ਹੱਥ ਮਾਰਿਆ. ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਚੰਗੇ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਖਾਣੇ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਲੜਦੇ ਹੈ. ਔਰ ਉਹ ਉੱਥੇ ਤੁਰ ਗਏ. ਗੋਪੀ ਚੰਦ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਚੰਗੀਆਂ ਮੱਖੀਆਂ ਗਲੀਆਂ ਹੈ, ਔਰ ਆਪਣੇ ਕਦਮਾਂ ਦੇ ਆਸੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਬਹਿ ਗਏ. ਔਰ ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਤਾਂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪਿਆਰ ਹੀ ਸਿਖਾਉਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਆ, ਦੁੱਧ ਹੀ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰੋਂ ਦੂਰ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ.
ਐਂਡ ਕਿੰਗ ਗੋਪੀ ਚੰਦ ਆਫ ਬਰਦਰੀ, ਮੈਨੀ ਲੈਫਟ ਆਲ ਹਿਸ ਕਿੰਗਡਮ ਫਾਰ ਦ ਡਿਵੋਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਗੋਡ. ਆਲ ਦ ਪੀਪਲ ਆਫ ਹਿਸ ਕਿੰਗਡਮ ਫੋਲੋ ਹਿਮ, ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਨਾਉ ਦੇ ਨਿਊ ਦੈਟ ਨਾਉ ਕਿੰਗ ਹੈਸ ਲੈਫਟ ਆਲ ਦ ਕਿੰਗਡਮ ਐਂਡ ਇਜ਼ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਇਜ਼ ਨਾਉ ਬਿਕਮਿੰਗ ਅ ਸੇਂਟ, ਐਂਡ ਦੈਟਸ ਵਾਈ ਆਲ ਦ ਪੀਪਲ ਹੂ ਲਵ ਹਿਮ ਦੇ ਆਲ ਫੋਲੋ ਹਿਮ. But from them, there were some people who were not really loving him, and those who were only following him only for his kingdom. But he came into one potter's house in small hut, and he locked himself in that small hut, and in that way, all the people of his kingdom went away. And after that, the word was spread that King Gopichand has left all his kingdom, and now he has become a saint, and now he is doing the devotion of God. So many people from very far places were coming to get initiation from him, and in that way many people were getting advantage of him becoming saints. But the king of another kingdom, when he heard about King Gopichand of Varsari, he also came there with all his attendants and all his people to have darshan of the king. But King Gopichand, now who was Saint Gopichand, he didn't like all these people coming to him. So when the potter told King Gopichand that the other king of this kingdom has come to see you, and he is having all his attendants carrying all the provisions, and King Gopichand did want to see him. So he told him that let us play a trick to remove all these flies, to keep all these flies away from us. And in that way, when that king came and he sat outside the hut waiting for the darshan of King Gopichand, for a few minutes King Gopichand didn't come out of the hut. And after that, the other king heard this voice coming out from the hut, that one man was talking to another, that let me go outside and have some good food from the people. The king has come, let me go and have some good food from you. Another was saying that, no, you went outside tomorrow. Yesterday you went outside. So if I don't go and get good food, and in that way both of them started fighting me to each other. And that was only a trick to remove the fly, to remove the, to keep that thing away from me, to keep that thing coming away from King Gopitan. And in that way, when King heard all this conversation going on, and he said that, oh, he's not a good Mahatma, and in that way he went out. So in the same way, when the perfect saints come, they always, they want all, only the lovers to come to him, come to them, and not the flies. Because they are the ocean of love, and they carry the message of love, and they have only love. So that's why they do not like the flies, who don't have love, or those, for those who don't come, do not come to them with love, they don't like them.
ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਜੋ ਪਿਆਰ ਹੈ ਪ੍ਰੇਮ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਖੇਤਾਂ ਚ ਵਿਕਦਾ ਨਹੀਂ, ਬਾਜ਼ਾਰਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵਿਕਦਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਾ, ਚਾਹੇ ਰਾਜਾ ਹੈ ਚਾਹੇ ਪ੍ਰਜਾ ਹੈ, ਇੱਕੋ ਹੀ ਚੀਜ਼ ਹੈ ਇਸ ਦੀ ਕਿ ਆਪਣੇ ਆਪ ਨੂੰ ਵਾਰ ਕੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਪ੍ਰੇਮ ਖਰੀਦ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ।
ਨਾ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਦ ਲਵ ਆਫ ਦ ਪ੍ਰੇਮ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਨੀਦਰ ਗ੍ਰੋਨ ਇਨ ਐਨੀ ਫੀਲਡ ਨਾਰ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਸੋਲਡ ਇਨ ਐਨੀ ਮਾਰਕੇਟ, ਵੈਦਰ ਵਨ ਇਜ਼ ਕਿੰਗ ਔਰ ਵੈਦਰ ਇਜ਼ ਵਨ ਇਜ਼ ਆਰਡੀਨਰੀ ਮੈਨ, ਐਵਰੀਬਡੀ ਕੈਨ ਹੈਵ ਦ ਵੈਲਥ ਆਫ ਲਵ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਪੀਸ ਔਰ ਦ ਪ੍ਰਾਈਸ ਫਾਰ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਪਰਚੇਸ ਦ ਲਵ ਫਰੋਮ ਅਵਰ ਸਦਗੁਰੂ ਓਨਲੀ ਆਫਟਰ ਸੈਕਰੀਫਾਈਸਿੰਗ ਅਵਰ ਓਨ ਐਗਜ਼ਿਸਟੈਂਸ ਓਨਲੀ।
ਪ੍ਰੇਮ ਪਿਆਲਾ ਜੋ ਕੀ ਦਕਸ਼ਣ ਦੇ ਲੋਭੀ ਸੀਸ ਨਾ ਦੇ ਸਕੇ, ਨਾਮ ਪ੍ਰੇਮ ਤਾਲੇ।
ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਅਗਰ ਕੋਈ ਪ੍ਰੇਮ ਦਾ ਪਿਆਲਾ ਪੀਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਘੱਟ ਤੋਂ ਘੱਟ ਇਹਦੀ ਫੀਸ ਫੀਸ ਦੀ ਹੈ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਲੋਭੀ ਆਦਮੀ ਫੀਸ ਦੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਕਦਾ ਗਾ ਔਰ ਫਰਜ਼ੀਆ ਹੀ ਪ੍ਰੇਮ ਦਾ ਨਾਮ ਲੈਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਵੀ ਪ੍ਰੇਮੀ ਹੈ।
ਨਾ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਇਫ ਐਨੀਵਨ ਵਾਂਟਸ ਟੂ ਡ੍ਰਿੰਕ ਅ ਕੱਪ ਆਫ ਲਵ ਦ ਮਿਨੀਮਮ ਫੀਸ ਫਾਰ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਵਨਸ ਓਨ ਹੈਡ, ਬਟ ਹੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਦ ਗ੍ਰੀਡੀ ਮੈਨ ਕੈਨੋਟ ਡ੍ਰਿੰਕ ਅ ਕੱਪ ਆਫ ਲਵ, ਆਊਟਵਰਡਲੀ ਹੀ ਵਿਲ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਲਵਰ ਬਟ ਫਰਮ ਇਨਸਾਈਡ ਇਸ ਨਾਟ ਰੈਡੀ ਟੂ ਸੈਕਰੀਫਾਈਸ ਯੂ ਨੋ ਹੀ ਵੋਂਟ ਸੈਲ ਟੂ ਡ੍ਰਿੰਕ ਅ ਕੱਪ ਆਫ ਲਵ।
ਪ੍ਰੇਮ ਪੀਤਾ ਹਜ਼ੂਰ ਨੇ ਕਿ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਵਿਆਹ ਦਾ ਡੇਰਾ ਲੱਖੋ ਰੁਪਇਆਂ ਦੀ ਜਾਇਦਾਦ ਸੀ ਛੱਡ ਦਿੱਤਾ, ਹਾਲਾਂਕਿ ਆਪ ਵੀ ਆਪਣੀ ਕੋਠੀ ਬਣੀ ਸੀ ਉਹ ਛੱਡ ਦਿੱਤੀ,
ਅਗਰ
ਜੰਗਲ ਚ ਜਾ ਡੇਰੇ ਲਾਏ,
ਅਗਰ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਡ੍ਰਿੰਕ ਅ ਕੱਪ ਆਫ ਲਵ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਟਸ ਵਾਈ ਹੀ ਲੈਫਟ ਡੇਰਾ ਦੀ ਆਸ਼ਰਮ ਤੋਂ ਜਾ ਇਵਨ ਇਸ ਓਨ ਹਾਊਸ ਹੀ ਲੈਫਟ ਇਨ ਦੈਟ ਡੇਰਾ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਵੈਂਟ ਇਨ ਟੂ ਦ ਫੋਰੈਸਟ।
ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ ਨੇ ਹਜ਼ੂਰ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਬਾਤ ਕਹੀ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਬਾਬਾ ਜੈਮਨ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਆਗਰੇ ਤੋਂ ਕੀ ਲਿਆਏ ਸੀਗੇ, ਉਹ ਕੋਈ ਧਨ ਲਿਆਏ ਸੀ ਜਾਂ ਸੰਗਤ ਲਿਆਏ ਸੀ? ਉਹ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਬਾਬਾ ਜੀ ਬੈਠ ਗਏ ਉੱਥੇ ਧਨ ਵੀ ਆ ਗਿਆ, ਉੱਥੇ ਡੇਰਾ ਵੀ ਬਣ ਗਿਆ।
ਮਾਸਟਰ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ ਐਟ ਦਿਸ ਥਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਸਿੰਘ ਦੈਟ ਵਾਟ ਡਿਡ ਬਾਬਾ ਜੈਮਨ ਸਿੰਘ ਬ੍ਰਿੰਗ ਫਰੋਮ ਆਗਰਾ, ਡਿਡ ਹੀ ਬ੍ਰਿੰਗ ਐਨੀ ਸੰਗਤ ਫਰੋਮ ਦੈਟ ਔਰ ਡਿਡ ਹੀ ਬ੍ਰਿੰਗ ਐਨੀ ਵੈਲਥ ਫਰੋਮ ਦੈਟ? ਵੇਅਰ ਐਵਰ ਹੀ ਕੇਮ ਐਂਡ ਸੈਟ ਐਵਰੀਥਿੰਗ ਕੇਮ ਟੂ ਦੈਟ, ਸੰਗਤ ਵਾਸ ਆਲਸੋ ਮੇਡ ਦੈਟ ਐਂਡ ਆਲ ਦ ਪ੍ਰੋਪਰਟੀ ਵਾਸ ਆਲਸੋ ਮੇਡ ਦੈਟ।
ਇਨ ਚੜੇ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਤਰੇ ਕੋ ਪ੍ਰੇਮ ਨਾ ਹੋਏ, ਅਘਟ ਪ੍ਰੇਮ ਸਿੰਘ ਬਸੈ, ਪ੍ਰੇਮ ਕਹਾਵੇ ਸੋਏ।
ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਉਹ ਪ੍ਰੇਮ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਿ ਮਹੀਨਾ ਭਜਨ ਤੇ ਬਹਿ ਗਏ, 10 ਦਿਨ ਬਹਿ ਗਏ, ਫਿਰ ਹਟ ਗਏ, ਫਿਰ 2 ਮਹੀਨੇ ਟਾਈਮ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਫਿਰ ਹਟ ਗਏ। ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣਗੇ ਪ੍ਰੇਮ ਤਾਂ ਉਹੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਨਾ ਦਿਨ ਹਟੇ ਨਾ ਰਾਤ ਹਟੇ, ਚਾਹੇ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਕੁਛ ਵੀ ਕਰੇ ਚਾਹੇ ਮਨ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਕਿਤਨਾ ਵੀ ਖੁਸ਼ੀ ਕਰੇ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਨਾ ਦਿਨੇ ਭਜਨ ਤੋਂ ਉੱਠੇ ਨਾ ਰਾਤ ਨੂੰ ਉੱਠੇ, ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਭਜਨ ਕਰੇ।
ਨਾ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਅ ਟ੍ਰੂ ਲਵ ਦੈਟ ਵੀ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਟ ਫਾਰ ਵਨ ਮੰਥ ਔਰ 10 ਡੇਜ਼ ਐਂਡ ਆਫਟਰ ਦੈਟ ਵੀ ਕਿਊਰ ਫਰ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ। ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ the real love is that one should never get up from meditation, neither in the morning, neither in the day, nor in the night, and whatever mind brings in front of a meditator, he should never be easily deceived by the mind, and if he creates the brightness, then also he should not come in that brightness. This is called the real love.
So if you are bhajan de vich kamyab hunde ho, agar mahina bhajan karde ho 10 din phir chhad jande ho, 10 din abhyas karde ho phir ek din chhad jande ho, aur assi hamesha bhajan de andar naga paunde rehne ho,
why we are not succeeding and why we are not progressing in meditation, because we meditate for 10 days or 1 month and after that we miss that for few days and in that way again after that we start missing the meditation will never bring the progress and in that way we are not progressing.
ਹਜ਼ੂਰ ਸਮਝਾਉਂਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਜਿਤਨੇ ਤਨ ਨੂੰ ਖੁਰਾਕ ਦੀ ਜ਼ਰੂਰਤ ਹੈ ਇਤਨੀ ਸਾਡੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਭਜਨ ਦੀ ਜ਼ਰੂਰਤ ਹੈ। ਉਹ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀ ਜਦ ਤੱਕ ਆਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਖੁਰਾਕ ਨਾ ਦੇ ਲਓ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਚ ਜਿਸਮ ਨੂੰ ਖੁਰਾਕ ਦੇਊ ਨਾ।
ਮਾਸਟਰ ਜੀ ਉਸ ਤੇ ਜਸਟ ਐਸ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ necessary for us to eat food, to run our body in the same way, it is most important thing to give food to our soul. And he used to say that as long as you are not given food to your soul, as long as you are not meditated, don't eat.
Aya prem karo
Our closing bhajan is Sanchi's bhajan Sonasha Kirpala Piyara on page 66. I have found the beautiful beloved Emperor Kirpal. Except you, I found no other support. O Lord, in your remembrance, I bore the separation. Searching for you, I visited every shore. I bathed in all the places of pilgrimage and performed the austerities. I wore the colored robes, but did not find the beloved. I searched the whole world, but did not find any support. In your search, I checked every door. Ajab sings your praise and meditates on the true Nam. He seeks your support and has left the whole world. I have found the beautiful beloved Emperor Kirpal. Except you, I found no other support.
Sona Shakirpala Piyara Labeya Menu Tere Bina Koina Sahara Labeya Menu tere bina koina sahara labeya. Sona shakir pala piyara labeya. Menu tere bina koina sahara labeya. Menu tere bina koina sahara labeya. Teri yaad vich saya rahe jal de judaya. Teri yaad vich saya rahe jal de judaya. Teri bala vich koina kinara chadeya. Menu tere bina koina sahara labeya. Sona shakir pala piyara labeya. Menu tere bina koina sahara labeya. Menu tere bina koina sahara labeya. Sare tirat nai hora dune vita paye. Sare tirat nai पाए छोले बागवे पाए ना प्यार लावे मैनु तेरे बिना कोई ना सोना शकीर बाल पिया मैनु तेरे बिना कोई ना सहारा बेया मैनु तेरे बिना कोई ना सहारा बेया जग धुंधले सार मिले कोई ना सहारा जग धुंधले सार मिले कोई ना सहारा तेरी बल्लवी कोई ना द्वारा चादेया मैनु तेरे बिना कोई ना सहारा लावेया सोना शकीर पाला पियारा लावेया मैनु तेरे बिना कोई ना सहारा लावेया मैनु तेरे बिना कोई ना सहारा लावेया अजब जस तेरे गाए सच नाम दियाए अजब जस तेरे गाए सच नाम दियाए तेरा ताक्या सहार जागा सर चादेया मैनु तेरे बिना कोई ना सहार लावेया सोना शकीर पाला पियार लावेया मैनु तेरे बिना कोई ना सहारा लावेया मैनु तेरे बिना कोई ना सहारा लावेया
अजब सिंग्स योर प्रेज एंड मेडिटेट्स ऑन द ट्रू नाम ही सीक्स योर सपोर्ट एंड हैज लेफ्ट the whole world. I have found the beautiful beloved Emperor Kirpal. Except you, I found no other support. May God bless us all.